Now to go live to Studio 2A with the band Spiders Can Fly.
here in my hand, a crystal I found. To raise your rusted wings and remind you how your spirit could sing. Hey. Oh!
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. This is a live performance, and I'm here with Spiders Can Fly. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. Well, why don't you introduce yourselves or have one person introduce the band?
Yeah, on drums, we got Steve and Gudinoff.
Hey, how's it going?
And on bass guitar, we got Theron Carlson.
Hello.
My name's Justin Martinez. I play guitar and vocals.
Spiders Can Fly. Now, there was a name change during the last year. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we were playing under Stillsuit for the past 6 years. Mm-hmm. And we decided with the new album to change our name. We've been thinking about it for a while. And Spiders Can Fly was the first song we played tonight. And it was always like a name that we just loved. So we decided to change it and go with it. And it really fits our music really well. So we're pretty excited about the new name change as well as the new album.
Uh-huh. So this was a change not forced by any outside considerations. It was just you've wanted to play by this name, and so you changed the name.
It was a little bit of both, too, yeah. Uh-huh. There was some, uh-huh. There's another band named Stillsuit that we found out, a great band.
Yeah, from the 90s hardcore scene, you know, about mid-90s, New York hardcore scene, named Stillsuit.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't just a pure reason. It was a good change.
I like the name. Can spiders fly?
Yes, they can.
We need an entomologist opinion. They certainly look like they can fly sometimes with the, you know, they can repel and
swing on a web or something like that, you know, let the wind carry them away.
See, I like that. That goes well with your music.
Thank you. Yeah. That's kind of what we were trying to capture.
Yeah, I like that. Do you think that your music has changed over the last 6 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely it has. We've grown to trust each other a lot more, so we can take it a lot farther.
We've been able to refine so much. I mean, our songs are pretty complicated, lots of changes, and over the last 6 years, we've just been able to slowly refine and sculpt it and add more details, more breaks, work on our tempo and our rhythm and stuff like that. And the last 6 years have been nothing but growth for us, and it's so exciting to finally be here.
What do you listen to when you're not making your own music? Or who do you enjoy listening to?
So many. Jane's Addiction is always one of my favorite bands, for sure. Smashing Pumpkins, I would definitely say, obviously Led Zeppelin. What about you guys?
You know, of course, we love Radiohead.
Cure, Tool.
The Cure, Tool, of course.
I like a lot of techno too.
Is that your mic that you brought, or is that our mic?
This is mine.
Yours? Does it have a real close range?
It has a gate on it, on his effect pedal down there.
Ah, that's it. Because what's happened is you were fading in and out. I was trying to figure out if it was the a mic that just had this tight, tight range. If you moved a centimeter out of it, that I see you had a gate on there.
So now you have to say everything you said over again.
We heard most of it, but occasionally you'd move a certain way and it would just completely cut out.
Sorry. Yeah. Got to fix now.
Yeah. So what is the gate for?
I don't know, actually. I just got a pedal here.
We're very loud.
Yeah, it's got some different effects on it. Kind of simple, though. But it probably keeps it from bleeding over.
Uh-huh. But Well, yeah, that's what it would do. Is if it got too weak, it would just completely cut it out. So if it was your strong voice, it would come right through. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Tell me about your new release.
Yeah, why don't you go first?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, we got our self-titled release coming out, and it's been 6 years in the making. Went into the studio over the summer with the legendary Dan Nyman from the Solas Brothers, and he treated us really well, took us into his own home, and we spent a couple of long summer weekend nights just making this thing happen, and it was a really cool sort of intimate thing, and spent some time on the mastering and stuff, and Dan also did a great job with that, and we're definitely really proud of it. It was very DIY, do it yourself, you know, handling our own graphic design, using Justin's brother Derek to do some of the cover artwork for us, friends who are photographers to do the photography for us, and it was very much sort of a grassroots do it yourself kind of a production.
And tell me about the CD release.
Oh, of course, it's going to be Saturday, February 26th at Plush, 9 o'clock Doors. It's going to be hopping. We're going to be playing with Mercury in Transit, who are our friends, as well as Sketching in Stereo. So Mercury in Transit, Sketching in Stereo, and Spiders Can Fly.
Mercury, is it? What
Mercury
is it?
Mercury in Transit.
In Transit. And are they a local band?
Yeah, they're a local band.
Yeah, because I haven't heard of them before, but we'll hear them on Saturday, February 26th, right, at Plush.
That's correct.
And that's going to be your CD release show.
Mm-hmm. Which is the place to do it. I mean, Plush has been really good to us over the last 6 years. I mean, that's where we primarily have played. We just had so many great shows there, so that's where we wanted to kick this off. And, you know, a lot of love to Chris and the crew there. They've just done amazing things for us over the last 6 years.
And so you'll be playing in their newly remodeled space.
That's right.
Yes, very exciting.
Which I don't know of anyone who's seen it except for the people in there working. I think they might, if they can somehow finish in time, they'll have their first show there tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Yay.
With some touring bands. But, yeah, so you'll be playing in the newly remodeled space. That'll be great.
Yeah, we're excited about it. So hopefully people come out and support us, and it's going to be a great show. And if you haven't heard Sketching in Stereo as well, they're just awesome. It'll be a good one.
I really enjoy that band, yeah. Well, let's hear some more music, maybe another 15-minute set or so, then we'll talk a little bit more. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. This is a live performance. I'm here with Spiders Can Fly.
Confused, honey, I'll confess.
My head don't feel quite right, but still I'm spinning.
Looks like we have a guitar change right now, live in Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan here with Spiders Can Fly. We're just changing to a different guitar. I assume either a louder song or a softer song. Which one?
I don't know. What are we playing? Changed up the order.
Middle ground. Different sound. Different guitar.
It's called Slow Down Queen.
Much to say. I think I found my girl, and she slowed me down. I was broken and sore. You know, she just in my face made me fall. And she takes my hand. Leads me to this place to slow me down. To slow me down. Well, inside of her cell. She holds me on back. Well, inside your eyes, now I think I'm gonna fly through those may fade into you. Well, I'm forever your king, and you're my queen. Yeah.
This is the 91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio. We're live in Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Spiders Can Fly. We're going to chat for a little bit more. Then we've got at least one or two more songs. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Probably two.
Probably two. Yeah. So it looks like you're getting ready to play one more right now. Is that right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. We'll play one more, and then we'll talk a little bit more after this next song. Live in Studio 2A, Spiders Can Fly.
when I'm gone.
I laughed at her and said, she's mad. But don't go anywhere. And my friend said I'd lost my mind that day. My beautiful girl, she went away. Hey!
Spiders Can Fly, live in Studio 2A, this is KXCI. We're just going to take a moment to talk for a while with the band. They have a new album out. Let's talk about that a little more.
I definitely want to put a shout out to Charlie Page and Byron Johnson. You know, we have some fans that really made it possible. You know, not only did they pitch in financially, but they've been there for years to just support, and that's awesome. So we're really lucky in that respect. And God, I can even think from age 14, a lot of these guys have been around. So it's been a great ride, and I really appreciate all the support. I know Steven does and Theron does. And
yep, definitely.
Let's see. What else can we talk about on that album? So we played a couple songs off it. The first two were off the album, and the last song that we're going to get to is the final song, and it's we chose to do that last night because it's a really good finale song. It's heavy, and it's real prog, and so it's we're looking forward to that.
Have you always had that prog influence? I remember just from hearing your stuff before that it was a little bit more hard rock, just a little bit more. Have you been listening to Explosions in the Sky a lot over the last few years?
I'm certainly familiar with the band. We don't listen to a lot of Explosions in the Sky, as a matter of fact. I mean, I think a lot of our influences, like he was saying, would be Jane's Addiction, Tool. You know, you could even think of like Faith No More and Radiohead.
We got some prog in there. I mean, I still love Yes, and I mean, King Crimson. And, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'd say there's a lot of old Tucson hardcore in there too, and like going to the DPC, like we all grew up here in Tucson,
yeah,
and we're exposed to a lot of that stuff too. So. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think a lot of the change is an angular sort of.
Why don't you tell people what the DPC was?
Oh, yes. Theron would love to tell you about the DPC.
Well, the DPC was a venue that Steve and I started out of sort of demand, out of his connections from D.C., I believe. And I'm sure you can find a lot about that on the Solar Culture website. But it's just a venue that was great, $4 a show, 3 shows a week at least. A lot of our friends played, and bands from all over came to play. And saw a lot of bands starting out that got really big there,
yeah.
Humble beginnings, and just kind of DIY, you know.
I actually played just there once, and back in high school we were in a band called Basic Assumption with my brother, and we got to play the DPC.
I remember that show. I was there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Where was the DPC? Physically located
on Stone and Sixth, right there, right before the underpass, South Stone, right before you go into the underpass at Sixth Street there, and you can still drive by today. It may still be the Matt Bevel Institute, but there's all sorts of weird sculpture art out there, and a nice mural painted around the building. It was always sort of a living, breathing entity. The building itself was always growing and developing, and every time we'd go down there, we'd see some new art or some new part of a mural or something like that. It's real cool.
Yeah, it was very influential. I mean, for a lot of us, and I'm sure a lot of bands could feel that way from Tucson. It was just great. You know, that's where we went down and got our influences, that's for sure.
Well, Steve and I is still doing his good work through Solar Culture, and they still have, you know, shows there. It depends, kind of, sometimes are more active than others, but lately they've had a show there 2-3 times a week at Solar Culture.
Yeah, we'd like to. That's part of the plan with this record is we're going to start venturing out, try to get into, you know, vaudeville and Solar Culture and hopefully the Rialto, and always keeping Plesh as a foundation. But we'd love to play the Solar Culture, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll see Spiders Can Fly there.
Yeah. And let's remind people about the CD release show in case people are just tuning in.
Saturday, February 26th at Plesh, Spiders Can Fly CD release party. Mercury in Transit, and Sketching in Stereo. Doors at 9, come one, come all. Buy a CD, say hello, get some stickers.
Yeah, it's going to be a party.
How did you all get together?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I went up with my brother to Eugene, Oregon, and we played for about 7 years and just had a ball. And I eventually moved back, and me and Steven, we're cousins. So, you know, we started jamming together, and he and Theron had been in bands prior to that, and so Theron came over and liked what we were doing, and it's kind of history ever since, really.
Yeah, it just clicked. You know, there's something special about a trio, a power trio, as we call ourselves, and It was just dynamic. It worked.
Makes it easy when, you know, it's always majority rules.
It's actually kind of a funny story because I used to play guitar with Steven in a band. And he started playing with his cousin. And I would come over and play with Steve separately. And he would play with his cousin separately. And whenever I'd call him and he's playing with his cousin, he'd be like, oh, no, I'm playing with my cousin tonight. And I never understood why I couldn't just play too. And so finally I approached Justin not knowing him. And
I want to play.
Yeah, I
want to
play too.
With you.
So I started playing bass just to be in the band.
Yeah, he was a guitar player. Figured it out pretty quick.
He's a master.
Well, I love the bass. I don't know how it's coming through on the radio, but it certainly sounds good here, and it you're vibrating the whole room, probably the whole building.
Yeah.
You've got a great power setup there.
Shake it down.
Yeah, love that. Yeah. Well, that's one thing about a trio is that every member has to contribute. Every member has to be strong, because if you're not, it's pretty apparent, and you all do a great job with that.
Good sense of checks and balances, too. There's always a good push-pull between the three of us.
Yeah.
It's true, I always say, to put one thing in, something has to come out, so it keeps the sound dynamic.
That's true, yeah. Well, we've talked about your CD release show coming up on the 26th at Plush, and we've talked about your brand-new album, a self-titled album, Spiders Can Fly, and a little bit of the roots of the band. And I think now it's time to play one last song. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to end with
that. Bring the energy. Bring the energy.
It's time to get epic.
Thanks. Well, I just wanted to thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. And stay tuned for The Hub. That's coming up next. But now we got the last song of Spiders Can Fly.
So thank you, Dr. Dan, and thanks to KXCI, too.
Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.